to the world of cryptos, and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today I've got two things for you. First, the first one is linked to the travel rule, which says that when you've got coins on one exchange and you transfer them over to another exchange, the first exchange has to also transmit the KYC data, so know your customer, so your street address, passport picture, and so on to the other exchange. That looks like it's a law that will come on an international basis. And that also means that if you want to transfer those coins out of the exchange onto your private wallet, this exchange has to do a KYC on your private wallet. So you have to prove that that private wallet is really yours. How are they going to do that? Don't know yet. But it looks like that's going to happen. It's a law that might happen here in the US. And if it's happening here in the US, it will happen everywhere. So my recommendation at this stage is take your coins and get them off the exchange ASAP into your hardware wallet or any other wallet that you have. Because I don't know when this law might or come into place. The other thing is coming to trading. So let's talk about a little bit about trading. And I'm sure you have seen this year, like CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, and you click on Bitcoin here in this case. And then you've got the 30-day chart. And then you've got a lot of people doing an analysis on those charts. Yeah, they pull out the candles and then they say, this is a bull flag or head and shoulders or inverse, I don't know what. And there are two camps. The first camp says, this can't be true. I mean, that might be true on the large caps like Apple, real stocks. But in cryptocurrencies, they do anyway what they want. And it's an international thing, so it's not linked to a country like let's say Apple shares. This cryptocurrency is linked to many countries. So why should trend be visible in a chart? The other one is saying, hold on, that might be right for stocks like here. This is the Apple stock where you can do an analysis and more or less fairly accurately, no, not accurately, but you can predict which trend the share is going. And also a little bit in regards to cryptos, because all those traders that are coming into our area, they're coming from the traditional market, they're accustomed to these chart analysis, and therefore they will also apply them here. So if they apply them here, that means that they will be somehow applicable to what we're doing too. But there's another thing that is really interesting in regards to trading, and that's on-chain data. So in other words, data that is coming from the exchange. So not from or from the blockchain itself. So not from the trading part that is visible that you've seen on CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. It's data that is linked to the blockchain, like what are the miners currently doing, who's transferring data over to an exchange, and so on. And so there's a fantastic website which is called Glassnode. They have got tons of different charts. And if you go into Glassnode and then you click on market indicators, then this is what you will see. And just to show you that there is some legitimacy in regards to those analyses. So if we take here, for example, I don't know, which one do we want to take a look at? The Pure Multiple, it doesn't matter what that is. But as you can see here, let's take that node case away. So as you can see here in this chart, every time when there was an all-time high or a peak, also this orange line went into the red area. So that means, in other words, if you read this chart correctly, if this indicator goes into the pink area here, that you have to start selling or looking into selling your coins. It might be a risky area if you keep them. That's not the only one. So there are others that other indicators, like here we've got the net unrealized profit and loss. Again, doesn't matter what that means. And I've got here free account, so it ends here in January 2020. But an annual account only costs $20 a year, so it's not a big deal. But you can see here, again, when there was an all-time high, the indicator, this colored curve, went into blue. All-time high, blue. All-time high, blue. So it's an interesting indicator, I would say. And here also, all-time low, red. All-time low, red. So if this thing goes into red, means go and buy. And if it didn't, I mean, it's not financial advice, of course, but if you can more or less have these indicators to really see what the trend is and where the ship is sailing to. I find it really highly interesting, and let's see where that will end up to, because this is just young industry and a lot of things can happen. But I just want to make you aware of these indicators that are on, that are representing on-chain data. Anyway, that's it from me. I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. As always, I'd like to ask you for a thumbs up, because it helps us in becoming known in the market. And as always, I'm looking forward to see you next week again. And thank you very much for watching. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so only invest what you can afford to lose.